L'zecher nishmas, my grandmother, Mrs. Toby Avson, Chaya Toiba Mindel, Vassar of Avraham Yitzchak, whose yard site was on the 6th of Cheshvan. Welcome to shir number 8, and we're going to discuss, or begin discussing, the laws of saying Amen. The Torah tells us that when I call out to God, ascribe greatness to His name, right? Ki Shem Hashem Akra, Havu Godel Leilokeinu. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when God's name was mentioned through the Shema Meforash, so they used to respond, Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Bi'olam Ve'ed. And this was not only when a bracha was recited, but any time that Hashem's name was mentioned. So outside the Mikdash, the Shema Meforash is not said, but instead we answer Amen to every bracha, and this is based on the same pasuk. A response of Amen shows a belief in what the person said, and the letters of Amen are short for Kel Melech Ne'eman. When you answer Amen, it's like you're saying, this bracha is true, and I believe what was said. Therefore, when you hear a bracha, so you must respond, Amen. Our Chachamim say that if you recite Amen with proper kavana, the gates to Gan Eden are open for you. The person who answers Amen, Chazal say, is considered greater than the one who made the bracha, and presumably, this is because your affirmation makes the bracha stronger, but Rav Forst also cites an opinion that the one who makes a bracha with intense kavana actually outweighs the one who responds Amen. So either way, you should have kavana, right? I think that part's pretty clear. A bracha that has Amen recited after it is called a raised up bracha, and I guess we could say that because of that, it is more chashuv. We do not respond Amen to a bracha levatala or to a child who is just learning how to recite brachos, but is not actually saying the bracha on food. Once a child reaches the age of chinuch, say 5 or 6 years old, and they recite a bracha over food, so then we can answer Amen. It's proper to train even very young children to answer Amen to brachos. There are different types of Amen responses which are not acceptable. One of these is called an Amen Yisoma, and this means that one must know what they're answering Amen to. So for example, you walk into shul and you hear everyone answering Amen, but you have no idea why they're answering. So you're not allowed to answer, and if you do, that's called an Amen Yisoma. However, if you know what the bracha is, even if you didn't hear it, then you should answer Amen. Another type of Amen Yisoma is when you respond Amen after the time of Tilch Kidei Dibur, which is longer than the time it says to take the phrase Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, which is obviously a very short amount of time. And in this case, the Amen is not considered connected to the bracha. When you're in shul, so you can answer Amen as long as most of the tzibur has not finished their response. So you get a slight time extension in your ability to answer. Another type of illegal Amen is called an Amen Chatufa. And this means that you say Amen before the person saying the bracha finishes. One must say the word Amen in the proper manner, where every letter is properly enunciated with the proper vowelization. And if one pronounces the word Amen incorrectly, it either falls under the category of Amen Chatufa or under another category called Amen Kitufa. Another Amen that one should avoid is called an Amen Kitsara, and this means that the Amen was rushed. And this looks improper, as the Amen is like a burden to you. One should lengthen the word Amen to match the words of Kel Melech Ne'eman, as this is what Amen stands for. And if you properly lengthen the word Amen, Chazal say that you're going to have a long life. However, one should not drag out an Amen unnecessarily. When answering Amen, you should not respond louder than the person making the bracha unless your intention is to get the people around you to respond. And I would be careful with this halacha because not everyone is in a position where you should be going around saying loud Amens just to get people going. So I would use this with caution. You may not answer Amen to your own bracha, and if you do, you must say the bracha again. The exception to this is benching, that we do say Amen after the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And the reason for this is that it's the end of the biblical portion of benching. We want to make a separation between the Torah portion and the rabbinic portions of benching. Just like you cannot answer Amen to your own bracha, you should also not answer Amen to someone else's bracha if you finish at the same time, as it looks like you're answering your own bracha. If there are different brachos, then it's okay, unless it's a birchas hanenin or a birchas hamitzvah, since that will cause a hefsek, so we wouldn't allow that either. So for example, I make a bracha on food. My friend makes a different bracha. So I'm not allowed to respond Amen before I eat. So after I eat, then it's already beyond Tilchei Didibur, it's still going to be, it's going to be too late. If one hears a bracha on the phone or over the radio, so it's questionable if you need to answer Amen, and therefore you should. When you answer Amen to a bracha, you need to intend that regarding what you're saying Amen to is true. So if you're answering Amen, let's say, to Baruch Sha'amar, you're responding that it's true that God is the Melech Mehulal Ba'atish Bachos. If you're answering a tefillah or kaddish, then you should have in mind that this thing should happen. So if both components are involved, then you need to have both in mind, so it's true, and that it should happen. So for example, in the bracha of Chonin Hadas, have in mind that God is the one who does this, meaning it's true, as well as a tefillah that God should bestow on me, Bina, Dea, and Haskel. When one hears a bracha without Hashem's name, so he must also answer Amen. So for example, if one blesses his friend or davens for his friend, you should answer Amen. Due to this, we answer Amen after the Misha Berach for Cholim, in the middle of Yalav Yavo, and some answer Amen upon hearing the various Harachamons after benching. There are times when one should not answer Amen due to Hefsek, but not all Amen responses are equal. So during a Bracha Katsara, you cannot answer Yehesh Mira Abba or Amen ever. However, during a long bracha aruka, one can answer Yehei Shmei Rabba, and one can answer an Amen that has the same importance as Yehei Shmei Rabba. So this includes responding to Hakel HaKadosh, Shemea Tefillah, the Amen right before Yehei Shmei Rabba, and after Da'amiron Bielma, Vimru Amen. So you can respond to that as well. One may answer these during a bracha aruka, during Kriya Shema, but may not respond Amen for any other reason. Now, in between the paragraphs of Shema, one may answer Amen for any bracha. During Psukei Dezimra, one may answer any Amen, and you could also answer an Amen during Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtavach. So this ends Shir number 8 and this topic. And next time, we'll begin to discuss the rules for Bracha Rishona.